And now on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 in Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A, it's Talk of the Town. Today is Prescott Day. Talk of the Town is sponsored by Barrett Propane. Live from the studios of KQ&A, the Talk of the Quad Cities.
Up in the morning and out to school. The teacher is teaching the golden rule.
It's time for Talk of the Town, Soup Scoop, with Prescott Unified School District's Soup of Schools, Joe Howard, and Assistant Soup, Marty Reed. Today's Talk of the Town is sponsored in part by House Chilson & Associates, Prescott College, Elite Reflections Salon & Day Spa, Augie's Restaurant, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, A&E Reaper Graphics, Foothills Bank, Barrett Propane, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, and Prescott Brewing Company. And now, here are your hosts for today's Talk of the Town Soup Scoop, Joe Howard and Marty Reed.
Welcome to the Soup Scoop, Talk of the Town, 1130 a.m., 99.9, 95.5 FM streaming worldwide on KQNA.com. I'm Joe Howard with my co-host today, Kelly Bradstreet, on Soup Scoop. Each month on Soup Scoop, we celebrate PUSD's dedicated students, teachers, and programs that make PUSD great, as well as our community and the support that they have for education and our students. Today, we will be talking to Prescott High School seniors. All of our guests today will graduate in a couple weeks, and we're so excited to know what they will be doing next. We have some great guests today.
In our first segment, we'll be talking to PHS senior Wesley Bradstreet. Wesley is a PHS drum major and has plans to continue his music study. We also be talking to PHS ROTC senior Sierra Anderson about her plans after graduation and the lessons from ROTC that will serve her in her journey.
And you won't want to miss talking with seniors Aiden McAllister and Garrett Ward, who were recognized by the PUSD Education Foundation as rising stars. Then very special guests, Councilwoman Alexa Scholl and senior Jason Howard. Alexa's a PHS alumni, and Jason will be a graduate here in just a few weeks. They'll share what it was like to grow up in PUSD with soups as their parents, poor kids, and how PHS prepared them for what they have planned for the future. It's going to be a great show. You're listening to the Soup Scoop on Talk of the Town, 1130 a.m., 99.9 and 95.5 FM, streaming worldwide at kqna.com.
Hi, this is Dave Barrett of Barrett Propane. After a very dry winter, this year's fire season could be more dangerous than normal. As a former hotshot, I'd like to share some tips on being prepared if you have a propane tank. Know how to shut off your propane tank, and in the event of a wildfire, do so, if safe, if you must evacuate your home. Clear a 10-foot area around your tank and remove any combustibles that can easily ignite. And remember, never store your barbecue cylinders indoors or in an enclosed area. You can find more fire preparation safety tips at BarrettPropane.com. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
Whether it's a car accident, storm damage, or a fire, when the unthinkable happens, it doesn't matter if you saved money in 15 minutes. In this moment, it doesn't matter if your neighbor has the same insurance you do. In this moment, what matters is that your independent insurance agent and the company that stands behind them have you covered. Auto Owners Insurance, the no-problem people. Hello, this is Bill Chilson of House Chilson Insurance. For the moments you need us most, call 445-4600. House Chilson Insurance is one of the last locally owned independent agents in Prescott.
Are you looking for the right product at the right price with outstanding customer service? A&E Reaper Graphics brings it all together with a variety of printing that includes banners, business cards, and so much more. A&E Reaper Graphics will get you the best products at the best price, all with our 100% customer satisfaction guaranteed. Stop by one of our three great locations, visit us on our website, or call 442-9116. That's 442-9116.
If you are a current or former smoker, you may want to think about screening for lung cancer with low-dose computed tomography. The U.S. Preventive Services Task Force recommends lung cancer screening annually for those at high risk. Yavapai Regional Medical Center performs low-dose CT screening in Prescott and Prescott Valley. It only takes a few moments, and it can set your mind at ease while giving you and your doctor the information you need for intervention if needed. Lung cancer is the leading cause of cancer death for men and women in the United States, and early detection is important. Talk to your doctor about your risk for lung cancer and how low-dose CT screening can help, or call YRMC's Patient Navigator at 928-771-5454. Do it for your peace of mind and for the ones you love.
Are you craving a lodgepole-like cream ale from Prescott Brewing Company, but you're too lazy to get off the couch and into the pub? Are you hungering for some apricots and beer brewed together in our Palepricot Pale Ale? Or are you thirsty for a malty manzanita red ale with great drinkability and a bit of spunkiness? Well, now you can have all three of them safe and secure in your own fridge. Enjoy six of PBC's most popular beers brewed and canned to perfection. Available from Prescott Brewing Company, downtown Prescott, and out and about town at several retailers.
Ring, ring, goes the bell.
You're listening to Talk of the Town Soup Scoop. Now listen up, because class is back in session.
Welcome back to the Soup Scoop. Our first guest today is Wesley Bradstreet. Welcome.
Hello.
Wesley, good to have you here. And if our listeners haven't connected the dots yet, my co-host today is Kelly Bradstreet, who's our Director of Instructional Support here in PUSD. Oh my gosh, I could talk about the things that she's done in instruction for a whole show. But so Wesley Bradstreet happens to be Kelly's son.
Hi,
so,
Mom.
Hi.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, make sure you say hi to your dad. He's out there listening.
Of course.
Who's Dan?
Hi, Dad.
Dan Bradstreet, band director. So, Wesley, let's just start out. I mean, you're a K-12 PUSD kid. You grew up in PUSD with all these kids you're about to graduate with. Would you just tell our listeners a little bit about your journey in PUSD?
Of course. I started out at Taylor Hicks Elementary School, where I made lots of the friends that I continue to hang out with today. Two in particular, Hannah Wells and Taryn Brown, have been my very best friends since kindergarten. And in a couple of weeks, we're going to walk across that graduation stage together. So that's pretty cool. After my time at Taylor Hicks, I attended Mile High, where I made even more of the friends who I get to walk with next week. Next week? Oh, I wish. 3 weeks from
It'll
now.
It'll go that fast. It'll feel fast.
And that's where I really started to explore what my interests that I've kind of stuck with since then. I ran cross country, but didn't stick with that. Since cross country didn't work out, I started doing theater, and I started doing band, and I play the trumpet, and I have done 20 musicals, and have been in 20 musicals, and I've been in band for 6 years, and jazz band, and concert band, and middle school is where I discovered a lot of my passion for music. And then I, of course, went to Prescott High School, where I really got to hone my craft in both of those areas. But Prescott High School has also been a great place for me to grow academically. I've taken lots of AP courses and courses that have challenged me. I actually will graduate with, I think, 15 college credits from all the dual enrollment wow. classes that I've taken in addition to the AP classes, which I haven't even factored in yet. So,
and moms and dads like that, right, Kelly?
Uh-huh, definitely.
Graduating with
money.
College credit.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And I'm excited to be graduating, but sad to see my time at PUSD coming to an end.
Yes, as a matter of fact, I remember last night in the last concert with your father, and that was a little emotional for you.
Yes, we finished a song, a very slow, pretty song, and I saw my dad, and the glint in his eye of pride, and I couldn't hold back the tears at that point. I started to cry, and then he looked at me, and he started to cry, and then other kids in the band
started to cry.
Yeah, exactly.
Me.
Well, how many
awesome
band
moment.
Classes have you taken altogether at the high school?
Each year I've been in at least two band classes, and then this year I'm in four, because I'm in AP Music Theory, Jazz Band, Wind Ensemble, and then ITA for the Symphonic Band. So I'm
wow.
in the band room 5 hours out of the day.
I would say you're almost like a music major in high school. I would say that about my own kids too, but mm-hmm. but your main focus is drama, would you say?
Yes, musical theater all the way. in the past 4 years, like I said, I've done 20 musicals since the fourth grade, but for the most part, those shows have been in my high school years, and I've been doing shows at Prescott High School through the drama department and also outside places. Park Avenue Theater as well as Yavapai College have provided me lots of opportunities to play roles. Because, you know, the high school can only do so many shows a year, and
right.
You got to get your exposure even outside of the school district.
Did you have a favorite role, Wesley, so far?
My most recent role, Lumiere in Beauty and the Beast, was probably my favorite. It's a role that really suits my skill set, for sure.
Well, I had a chance to see that show, and I loved every second of it. Mm-hmm. And definitely when you came on stage, the crowd lit up. and sorry, Wesley, but you got to give us just a little bit of Lumiere here on the air, can you?
Yeah.
or do you want to just answer the rest of your questions in Lumiere character?
Oh, I think that the improv might be a lot of pressure.
Okay. Yeah.
Here, let me think of a line. Ma chère mademoiselle, it is with deepest pride and with greatest pleasure that we welcome you here tonight. And now, we invite you to relax. Let us pull up a chair as the dining room proudly presents your dinner. And then, of course, Be Our Guest starts, but I won't bore you with that 7-minute
I could listen to it all day long. That's good stuff. Well, and thank you for sharing that with us, Wesley.
Of course.
So you finally decided what to do after high school. And what is that?
Yes. In the fall, I will be attending ASU Herberger Institute for Design and the Arts, where I'll be majoring in musical theater performance. I auditioned at, I think it was 8 schools, had to travel all over the place, went to Phoenix, went to Tucson, went to Los Angeles, and after all those auditions, I was lucky enough to be admitted to all of those schools except for one.
Congratulations.
Thank you. So it was a decision for sure, but I have decided on ASU because it's close to home and because the program there is on its way up. They're really a growing program with lots of new opportunities that a lot of the other schools don't have. And I think they're creating a program there that's innovative and new, just the way that ASU, that's their mission as a whole. Number one in innovation, they definitely hold that value in the theater department. So I'm excited to attend ASU next year.
Well, that's awesome. And Wesley, I know, boy, you went to 8 schools and you traveled, and I know that was probably a tough decision for you. And I just know by hanging out with your mom that's a major decision. I have 2 of those going on in my house right now. We just kind of wrap those up. But how did it feel when you finally decided?
It was a relief, a big sigh of relief. I was kind of on the fence for a while, and then we finally just said, you know what, let's commit to ASU. And yeah. So Mom and I logged onto the computer and hit the yes, I accept button. And since then, it feels like a weight has been lifted off my shoulders for sure.
I think that happened at my house at like 11 o'clock last night, but I can't actually confirm that it happened, but I think it did. So I guess we'll hear about that a little bit later.
So you're the perfect person to run the NHS talent show for Prescott High School this coming Saturday. Want to tell us more about that?
Yes. So the talent showcase is an annual event the National Honor Society puts on. Each year we alternate between a formal talent show and a informal variety show. This year is our formal talent showcase. We have 18 acts with 23 performers. We've got pianists, a brass quartet, a plethora of vocalists, and some dance acts. It's going to be a wide variety of performances. And we're excited this year that we're able to offer a $100 cash prize to a winner who will be determined by 3 judges that we've brought in from around the community. We've found some judges with expertise in each area and plenty of qualifications, and we're really excited for them to judge our competition.
And you're also raising money for homeless, is that correct?
Yes. So
nice.
The purpose of the show, National Honor Society hopes to help out in the community. That's our main focus. And so this year, the main way we're doing that is through this show. We're in partnership with Prescott Area Shelter Services. And what they do is they provide shelters for homeless women and children. And they allow people to stay there for 90 days. And during that 90 days, they help them to find jobs and to find a permanent house.
That's awesome.
And so the goal is to raise $4,000, which with that money, we should be able to help 4 families find permanent housing.
That's great.
Good for you. Good job. And your mom said you run it. What do you mean by running it?
I'm the head of the talent show committee, so okay. I am in charge of the committee. We have a committee of 10 members. And I also host the talent show.
Which you've done for at least a couple years now,
yes.
Right?
Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so it's all very exciting coming together this Saturday at Ruth Street Theater, 7 p.m. Tickets are $10.
Mm, well worth it, too.
Love
and
it.
Goes to a good cause as well.
Of course.
Wesley, congratulations. We're just so proud of you. It's been so fun to watch you grow up and just everything you jump into is successful. If you had a few words of advice for maybe a freshman entering PHS that maybe was interested in the performing arts, what would you tell them?
I would tell them to get involved. Do as many gigs as you can. When someone offers you, hey, do you want to sing at my church? I'd love to sing it. Say yes, I'd love to sing at your church.
Yeah.
It's really as much exposure as you can get. And then, of course, keep up with your studies because your academics play a large role in what colleges you can get into and what scholarships you can receive from those colleges.
Great advice.
Great. All right. Thank you, Wesley. When we return back from the break, we will be talking to POSD Education Foundation Rising Stars Aidan McAllister and Garrett Ward. You are listening to The Soup Scoop on Talk of the Town, 1130 AM, 99.9 and 95.5 FM, streaming worldwide at kqna.com. We will be right back.
Drive, you play. It's the Cliff Castle Casino Express, offering round-trip luxury motor coach service to Cliff Castle Casino. Pay just $10 and receive $25 in free slot play or match play. Plus, once you earn 100 slot points, you'll get free breakfast or lunch at Mountain Springs Buffet. Buses leave from Flagstaff and Prescott Thursday and Saturday. Call 888-LUCK-BUS or visit cliffcastlecasino.com to find out more. Cliff Castle Casino Hotel, the perfect place to play.
Hi, I'm Adam Gettle.
And I'm Ted Gettle.
We're the Gettle Brothers. From Gettle's High Desert Mechanical.
Where the long, cool summer is about to start.
In Alaska, maybe, but we're here in Arizona.
Yeah, but if you get a brand new air conditioner from us...
You'll have a long, cool summer. I get it.
And if the listeners get it, they'll save a lot of money right now.
Oh, brother.
That's me.
Save money now on a brand new air conditioning system from Gettle's High Desert Mechanical. Visit GettlesHDM.com or be sure to see Cindy at Costco. Don't settle. Get Gettle's.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
Everyone's talking about Augie's Restaurant.
Augie's has the best appetizers and the best martinis ever.
It's got a really great atmosphere, a real homey feeling when you go in there. They got a great service staff that takes care of you from when you walk in to when you leave.
It's warm, it's friendly, it's fun, it's home away from home.
Chef Joel, best chef ever.
Check out Augie's. It's the place to dine on Highway 69, Augie's Frontier Village.
Ring, ring, goes the bell.
You're listening to Talk of the Town Soup Scoop. Now listen up, because class is back in session.
Welcome back. Joe Howard and Kelly Bradstreet here. You're listening to the Soup Scoop. Thanks for tuning in. Today we're talking with PHS seniors about their high school experience, graduation plans, and plans after graduation. POSD Rising Stars Aidan McAllister and Garrett Ward are joining us right now. Welcome, gentlemen.
Hi there.
It's a pleasure. Good to see you guys, yeah.
Good to see you. I understand both of you have been in PUSD for quite some time now. Garrett, you've been in almost K all the way K through 12.
Yep.
Tell us a little bit about your experience through this school system.
Well, same as Wesley, you know, I went to Taylor Hicks Elementary School, and I still have friends from Taylor Hicks that I still, you know, talk to then and now. And it was quite the experience. I mean, I was really obsessed with sports and everything, and
yeah.
I loved sports throughout K through 12. I still do to this day. And then middle school, it was just like, you know, everyone just knocking everything out. You know, they were just trying to get everything out of the way, you know, and getting ready for the high school experience. There wasn't really much I could say about middle school. I just had a lot of fun in middle school.
Like, you did a lot of sports, if I remember.
Yeah, I did football, cross country, and track.
Wow.
Those
nice.
Were amazing sports.
But you wrestled a little bit.
Yeah.
I remember that.
Oh, my gosh. Wrestling was tough, though. I was going to do it eighth grade year. I did sixth and seventh grade, and it was pretty fun. But eighth grade year, I separated my shoulder and...
Wow.
It's a lot less fun with a separated shoulder.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, because if I were to wrestle and I were to do something, you know,
absolutely.
Tweak it,
absolutely.
Something bad would happen, then that would just be it.
Sounds like middle school was a couple of years to really explore what you liked to do.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You know, it was opportunity to see what I can do and grow once I got to high school.
Yeah.
Then once I got to high school, freshman year, I was just kind of looking around like, okay, I know some people because my sister went to the school for about a year because mm-hmm. she transferred from Tri-City Prep.
Yep.
And so I basically knew people that were older than me. And it was pretty good. Like, you know, I knocked out all of my classes and I loved all the teachers and it was great. And then sophomore year, it was kind of that bump. It was like, so how is your junior and your senior year going to be? And
yeah.
I had a couple of teachers I was like, I'm not really getting this. And then towards the end of the year, I really started to ask questions. But
that's what you have to do, huh?
Exactly.
Good job.
And then junior year, toughest year of them all.
Oh, yeah.
I wasn't ready to be a senior. You know, I was a little anxious. And... you know, I just looked at it like, man, what am I going to do these next few years? Because I was already thinking about it since I was in second grade. You know, what am I going to do for college? What am I going to do when I get in the real world? And like I said, you know, I just figured it out and knocked all my classes down.
Good job.
And that was the best part. Senior year, still the same thing. I knocked all my classes down. I'm still doing good right now, even though there's a little bit of senioritis.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That happens.
Oh, my gosh.
Senioritis happens.
Yeah, and pretty much everyone has it, but I'm getting my work done, and I'm ready to head on to college.
All right.
Well, congratulations.
Right.
We're proud of you, Garrett.
Yeah,
Aiden,
yeah,
what about you? Tell us a little bit about your journey through PUSD.
Well, I came here from American Falls, Idaho in sixth grade.
Okay.
And I began sixth grade, and I hadn't known anybody here. The only person I had was my older brother, Eric, and he had been two grades above me. He was in eighth grade, and he made friends really quick, and I was kind of quiet to begin with. That's how I kind of was when I was younger. But as I developed, a lot of the teachers really impacted me and got me to, like, come out of my shell and really begin to make a lot of good friends that, you know, I'd have almost all the way up until now and hopefully forever.
You will.
Mm-hmm. Yep, and I started wrestling in fifth grade. My brother actually encouraged me to start doing it, and I didn't really focus in fifth grade, but I got back into it in sixth, seventh, and eighth, and I continued with it, and I loved wrestling through my middle school career. It was amazing, the whole nine yards. And seventh grade was just about the same as sixth, and then went on to eighth grade, and I really started getting ready for high school, just the vibe of being, you know, kind of an adult aspect, not so much an adult, but being ready for the whole responsibility of getting the good grades and everything, the whole nine yards. But I was never initially told, you know, like, high school is the time where you need, like, A's and B's. Like, I was never ground down on that until, like, I realized it myself. And it was just before I knew it, freshman year came along super fast, and I did wrestling then as well. And as I was going through freshman year, it seemed like not as crazy I thought it would be. It was actually really easy for me freshman year. The grades came by pretty easily, and I still worked hard, and I tried my best to, you know, keep A's and B's, and it wasn't the hardest task. And then onto my sophomore year, it was kind of a buckle down moment for me. Like, realized, like, you know, this is where it all starts to matter. And I mean, in my life, I didn't really have anybody kind of, telling me that, you know, you need good grades. These are, like, the most important things. This is going to get you this kind of direction in your life right after high school.
Right.
I didn't realize that until I realized it for myself, as I said. And I started really working hard and trying to do all the classes that I could. And then I also participated in JROTC, which I could not be more thankful for. It actually opened up so many doors for me. It allowed me to go to a double peps camp that allowed me to experience what the Marine Corps might be like, and if I wanted to do that, because that was a calling of mine for some time here. And it helped me realize that maybe I should do something first before I go into the Marine Corps.
Sure.
And so sophomore year went by really, really fast, and I got into my junior year, and it was the same kind of concept. I buckled down hard, and my biggest thing is I try and keep myself busy. You know, I figure a mind that can handle a lot of things at once is one that's well trained.
Yeah.
I've always tried to focus on putting good work in the gym, always putting good work in my body, and dieting really well, and then wrestling, of course, and always with my grades all the time. You know, I would study, put in the hours and whatnot, and get the great results from it. And my senior year now, it seems like it's all going by so fast, more than I could even ever expect it. And I guess when I got into senior year, I didn't really expect to immediately want to go somewhere, but it kind of was encouraged by the people around me that I should, you know the direction I wanted to be, and I figured out that I actually wanted to go to NAU after exploring a few colleges. And throughout my time in Prescott High School, I've received really good grades, and that's allowed me to get a hold of the Lumberjack Scholarship, which is a scholarship that pays for
congratulations.
That's
all
great.
Of my,
good for you.
Yeah, it pays for all of my academic fees. And then along with FAFSA and other scholarships and whatnot like that, I actually have school all the way paid for the following years.
Wow.
That's the dream right there, man.
Yeah, it is.
All that hard work paid off.
Yeah, and I'll be the first person in my family in generations to go to college. So.
Oh, that's outstanding. So what are you going to study? Do you know yet?
I'm going to study physical therapy.
Fabulous.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah. So I'm super excited for that, because I've always loved fitness. Like, once, even in wrestling, I liked that a lot, but it's not something that I figured I could run my entire life with. You know, it just wasn't for me for the rest of my life. But I've always loved fitness in such a way that I figured, you know, if I can keep myself involved and also make a career out of this,
that's perfect.
That's where I wanted to go.
Garrett, what about you? What are you thinking you might do after PHS?
I'm probably going to go to Yavapai College. I mean, I already signed up. I already applied.
Awesome.
That's great.
And then after, I'll just go from there. I'm choosing between Arizona State or NAU.
Cool.
I think Yavapai College is a great choice for our students. I know that a lot of you guys want to get out of town as quickly as possible, but once you get on campus, you're going to feel like you're in college. I went there and had a fantastic experience, so good for you. That's a smart move.
Yeah, thank you.
I also did the junior college route. I went to Phoenix College so I could wrestle, because that's where the program was. But that was a great experience for me, and less expensive and that whole thing. And then I ended up going to NAU. You're going to have a blast up there. I know you're going to be snowboarding, aren't you?
Oh, yeah.
And a lot of other
beautiful
stuff.
Beautiful college, yes. I love snowboarding. I've always done it since I was young.
Great. And Garrett, do you know like what you might study yet, or going to figure it out as you go?
Well, I'm going to do general studies first, and then I'm going to lean towards business, either being an entrepreneur or working for a corporation.
That's great.
Yeah.
That's cool. Yeah, it's fun to watch all of you guys as you grow up. Some kids know what they want to be in second grade. Some kids don't know what they want to be, you know, until, and for myself, I didn't really figure it out until maybe my third year in college, or my second year in college as I was going into my third year. So both of those routes are successful.
Yeah.
Pretty exciting.
So you guys have recently been rising stars. The banquet was just last night, is that right? And you nominated a teacher?
Yes, we did.
And so tell us more about that. Aiden, tell me about.
The rising stars was basically that we chose an impacting teacher that had helped us through our high school career, and I actually chose Julie Christensen. She also happens to be my girlfriend's mom, and she had a major impact on me, just, you know, directioning me in such a way that, you know, gave me someone to, I guess, lean on, I guess, in a way, and just gave me the proper tools to know, like, where I want to lead my life and whatnot.
And Garrett, who did you nominate?
I nominated Mrs. Kimmerly because she was my tutor and my aide throughout. It was, well, first it was second grade and then to freshman year. And she made an impact on my life. She talked to me when I had problems, you know. She would help me in and out of the classroom. And just, she was that type of person that got me motivated to get up.
Great.
And go to school and get my studies done.
That's awesome.
And when I was unmotivated and everything, she would just put my head up and she'd be like,
keep you going.
Yep. Yeah.
There you go. Well, Garrett, Aiden, we're so proud of both of you.
Yep.
It's neat to hear your stories, and it sure validates what we do every day. Makes us feel like it's working when we see the success that you guys are having.
Definitely.
So congratulations, and we're excited for your graduation. And ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the Soup Scoop on Talk of the Town, 1130 AM, 99.9 and 95.5 FM, streaming worldwide at KQNA.com. We will be right back.
This is Bob Bean of Affinity RV Service Sales and Rentals, and we're proud to have been chosen one of the top 50 RV dealerships in North America. We're located at Willow Creek Road, Prescott, Highway 69, Prescott Valley in Dewey, and online at AffinityRV.com.
Affinity RV,
bringing family and lifestyles together.
Guess what? It's planting time, and Prescott Dirt is the best place to get your planter's mix. Hi, this is Sam from Prescott Dirt. Nothing's more fun than getting down in the dirt and planting your flowers or veggies in deep, dark, rich topsoil. Prescott Dirt's topsoil is dug locally from Willow Lake, and our planter's mix is both topsoil and mulch. What a great combination. Have fun playing in the dirt and making things grow. You can visit either of our locations, Prescott or Prescott Valley, or on the web at PrescottDirt.com.
This is Steve Sishka with Olson's for Healthy Animals. Someone asked me how people would know from our name that we sell a huge variety of food for pets and barnyard animals. I thought for a little bit and said, the food we sell is just part of what we do. And although we have an incredible amount of high-quality pet foods, feed for barnyard animals and the wild birds, the resulting health of your animals is our main reason for being, our mission. That's why we call ourselves Olson's for Healthy Animals. When you walk into Olson's, you should know that you're not just going to get food, but also the comfort that what you purchase will be healthy for your pet or barnyard buddy. We've been doing this for 38 years in North Central Arizona with our stores in Chino, Prescott, Dewey, Flagstaff, and Clarkdale. We'll also take your purchase out to your vehicle, and we welcome special orders. We're Olson's for Healthy Animals. The health of your animals is our mission. Go to olsonsfamily.com for the location of the Olson's store nearest you.
The Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A.
Good afternoon, and thanks for making the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A, your choice for your Wednesday. I'm Link Elliott with a check of news and weather together on Talk of the Town, brought to you by Affinity RV. The lives of an overdose victim and a suicidal woman have been saved thanks to local law enforcement agencies. On April 23rd, Prescott Valley police officers responded to a report of a fentanyl-related overdose at a Taney Road residence. Officer Jerry Ferguson explains a Hispanic man who wasn't breathing was found on the floor.
Upon administering Narcan, the male took one deep breath and then stopped breathing again and had no heartbeat. The officer immediately performed chest compressions and the male took a deep breath.
Another dose of Narcan was administered and the man stopped breathing again. He started breathing on his own once Narcan was given in IV form. Meanwhile, Yavapai County Sheriff's Office spokesman Dwight Dievlin says deputies had to deal with a Chino Valley woman threatening to shoot herself on April 26th.
The assigned deputy confirmed that she had a gun pointed at her chest. The deputy listened to her concerns and explained people were around to help her. At this point, she asked to speak with a friend and the deputy arranged contact with that person who was also on scene.
Following that conversation, the 50-year-old woman placed the handgun on the ground and was safely detained. Westbound traffic on Goodwin Street at South Montezuma Street won't be able to turn right for the next few days.
City of Prescott officials say the turn lane will be closed through at least Thursday while crews repair underground drainage. Right turns are allowed from the through lane. Meanwhile, over on the nearby Willis and Cortez Streets intersection, crews have completed installation of concrete crosswalks, access ramps, and driveway entrances. Asphalt paving operations along Willis from the Cortez intersection to Montezuma are also done. Crews are now doing landscape installation this week. Installation of the new storm drain in the Bashford Alley between Cortez and the Bashford Courts parking lot is ongoing. This work may cause portions of the alley to be closed. Work hours are 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. today through Friday. This project is scheduled to be finished later this spring. I'm Nick Canuel reporting.
Taking a look now at your KQ&A weather. Scattered showers sticking around through Thursday, and it's warming up this weekend. Expect an overnight low of 39 tonight in the Prescott area with a high of 66 tomorrow and a high of 77 on Friday. 39 degrees tonight for Cottonwood and the Verde Valley with high on Thursday of 75 and a high on Friday of 85. Talk of the Town will continue after this. I'm Link Elliott for the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, and 95.5 FM. KQ&A.
When someone comes into Prescott Brewing Company and asks which domestic beers we have available, they're usually looking for one of the macro beers that took over the brewing industry after Prohibition. But while those beers are still produced in America, the companies that produce them are no longer American-owned. We offer you a variety of premium domestic beers brewed right here in Prescott, Arizona. How much more domestically made can you get? Made in America and American-owned. Prescott Brewing Company, real beer, real food, real people, and real local.
Hi, Ken, with the plant of the week and our cherry jolt, dianthus.
Jumpstart the color in the garden with a generous helping of this jolting dianthus.
The cherry fragrant flowers come atop rich green foliage.
A sun worshiper through and through, growing 12 inches, and knows how to draw the butterflies to their nectar-laden flowers.
Uniquely waters and just $11.
Waters Garden Center, 1815 Iron Springs Road, where people who love flowers that jolt, they love to shop.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
Hi, this is Dave Barrett of Barrett Propane. After a very dry winter, this year's fire season could be more dangerous than normal. As a former hotshot, I'd like to share some tips on being prepared if you have a propane tank. Know how to shut off your propane tank, and in the event of a wildfire, do so, if safe, if you must evacuate your home. Clear a 10-foot area around your tank and remove any combustibles that can easily ignite. And remember, never store your barbecue cylinders indoors or in an enclosed area. You can find more fire preparation safety tips at BarrettPropane.com. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
Ring, ring, goes the bell.
You're listening to Talk of the Town Soup Scoop. Now listen up, because class is back in session.
Welcome back to the Soup Scoop on Talk of the Town. I'm Kelly Bradstreet here with Joe Howard. We would like to welcome our next guests, Alexa Scholl and Jason Howard. Welcome, you guys.
Hello.
Hi, guys. We got to fess up to our listeners here and just kind of let them know what's really going on in here. Jason Howard is actually my son. One of my twin sons graduating in a couple weeks here, and Alexa Scholl, you know her as Councilwoman Scholl. She's the daughter of Kelly and my good friend and colleague Marty Reed, who's our assistant superintendent. She's also the daughter of Superintendent John Scholl of Chino Valley, and so there's a bit of a theme here. All of us in here, except for Bill and Kelly, are superintendent's kids. And so there's a stigma with that.
I was a teacher's kid.
So yeah, so you can identify.
In the same category, right?
We're going to talk a little bit about that probably in the next segment. But first we want to kind of find out about these two kids and their journeys. Well, and of course, Alexa has graduated from PHS, and she's going to ASU, and she is a councilwoman in the Prescott City Council. And Jason's a senior, just about to graduate. So we're going to start with you, Jason. Just tell us a little bit about your I know you went K-12 through Prescott Unified School District, starting at Stinkin' Lincoln. And well, tell us about it. Tell us about your kind of career here. And that you don't have to tell about the superintendent's kid thing, but just your experience.
Okay. Well, Lincoln wasn't that stinking. It was pretty good. I started out with a great teacher, Miss Conrad.
And, she's great.
Yeah,
oh, my
she
gosh.
Is. Made me feel pretty at home in the beginning.
Mm-hmm. And she was awesome.
Yeah. And I had a lot of teachers like that all the way through. Mr. Lawhead was my first band teacher, and he's the one who really got me into music.
But didn't you do music before that? Even at Lincoln, you were doing music, weren't you?
Kind of. Me and Jonah kind of had this little band thing with air quotes.
Oh, yeah. But didn't you play Santana for the Lincoln talent show?
Yeah, we did. We played Carlos Santana. I can't remember the song.
Some of those teachers had a scared look on their face when we were playing that. It was like Black Magic Woman or something. Yeah. Well, that's the superintendent's kid.
We were afraid to sing.
I was a principal then.
Yeah, you were a principal. We were afraid to sing back then, so it was just us kind of playing the backing track to songs. It was a little awkward, but
I don't think you were afraid. You just had cartoon voices back at that age.
Oh, well, I mean, it was a little mixture of the both. But after that, Prescott High School, Dan Bradstreet was basically, I don't know, the launch pad for all of the big accomplishments and all that.
Yeah.
You took a lot of band classes.
Yeah.
I think you saw him more than I saw him.
Yeah.
How many classes did you take every year?
I saw him more than my family.
Yeah, that's right.
I think it was...
I don't know who to feel sorry for, you or Dan.
Oh, yeah, definitely right. Mr. Bradstreet. But I think it was 3 hours of band a day until my junior year, last year, when I took four.
Mm-hmm.
It was orchestra, wind ensemble, jazz band, and AP music theory.
Wow. That's crazy.
So it's kind of like you majored in music at Prescott High School.
Yeah, I guess you could say that.
You think it paid off?
Yeah, for sure.
Mm-hmm. I do. It's paying for his college. We'll take that. Thank you, Dan Bradstreet.
Yeah, I didn't really have to take... Well, I should have taken private lessons, but I didn't really have to until this last year, so...
Wow, that's great. How did you take four music classes in 1 year and still get all your other classes in?
Just a bunch of online classes and an early bird every year since seventh grade.
Nice to have some flexibility, for sure.
Yeah.
That's right. Online every summer and an early bird every year since seventh grade until this year.
Until this year. It feels quite different to wake up at 6 in the morning.
Right. But his twin brother still has an early bird, so everyone in the house can still get up nice and early.
Yeah.
Yeah. The whole, I don't know what we're going to do next year. We probably won't make it to work on time.
We'll actually be able to sleep in.
So all those music classes, and you said it paid off, so where are you taking it from here?
I'm going to NAU next year, studying with a really good bass professor, Chris Vinay.
And that's how you chose was the, who the professor was?
Yeah.
Okay.
And they gave me the most money, so.
Yeah, that's great.
Would you tell us about the other schools that you applied and were accepted, applied for and were accepted to?
Well, I got accepted into all four schools I applied to. There was NAU, obviously, ASU, who actually they gave me more money, but NAU's the way to go. I don't like the heat, so.
Oh, where's your twin brother going?
Oh, he's going to ASU. So.
Oh.
Lucky him.
All right.
He doesn't like the heat either.
We won't get into the politics of that.
No. I also applied to Berklee College of Music and Manhattan School of Music.
That's fantastic. Wow. Must have been tempting to want to go to those places.
Oh, yeah, but it was so much money.
Yeah.
Can't afford that yet.
He really wanted to go to Manhattan, and I said, you never even been to New York. Right?
Yeah.
You'll get there.
Maybe.
That's right, in your master's.
I don't know how I can deal with the big city, but we'll see.
Councilwoman Scholl.
Yes. Hello.
Yes. Tell us about your journey. And I know it's probably going to have to wipe away some of those cobwebs to figure out, what was high school like?
3 years ago.
But what are some things that stand out? I mean, you've had some time to really be away from it for a while. What would you say stands out in your career here?
Well, I started out by a Judd. I started kindergarten the same year my mom started teaching, and probably my two most influential teachers at Abiah Judd were Jane Robertson, who's retiring this year. I had her for Loop first and second, and Tina Corbett for fourth and fifth. And I am still in contact with Tina, see her regularly when she comes out to Prescott, and she's a great friend, and I am very lucky to have her in my life. And it's kind of funny, she was the, my mom was her student teacher, and so I knew her as Tina long before I knew her as Mrs. Corbett, and so it was an adjustment to go from Tina to Mrs. Corbett, back to Tina. And then went through Granite Mountain and did band in Granite Mountain, and then thought about doing band in high school. I was the only girl percussionist at Granite Mountain, which presented some interesting challenges being with a bunch of middle school boys.
Probably taught you some resiliency,
tolerance. And I decided I wanted to kind of branch out and try other things that I hadn't tried before when I was in middle school. And so I decided to put band aside. I wanted to focus on sports. I took art with Ms. Chartier, which I loved that class. I did softball my freshman and sophomore year. And my sophomore year, I kind of on a whim tried out for the badminton team. Didn't even know we had a badminton team probably until the week of tryouts. And made the team and loved badminton. I had Mrs. Peters, who is no longer with PUSD. She's in Idaho now.
I went to prom with Mrs. Peters.
Did you really?
Yeah. She's a really good friend of mine.
That's awesome. But loved badminton. I love the sport. It's an individual sport, but it's also a team sport. The girls are really high quality, great girls, some of my best high school friends. Ended up being the top senior my senior year, and we went to state both my junior year and senior year, so that was really exciting. I would say what stood out from my experience with PUSD was, even though I had a very different experience than, say, Jason and Jonah, there really is opportunity for everyone, no matter what your interests are. My interest was more service-oriented clubs and kind of mock trial and those types of clubs, but there is opportunity for whatever you want to do in PUSD.
Oh, I love that you pointed that out. I mean, to me, that is the crux and the beauty of what public school is. I think our forefathers, when they created public school, they pooled as many people together as they could and said, let's offer every opportunity we can. And while we had a couple wrestlers in here earlier, that was my training. That's my Jedi training. I was a wrestler. That's what I went to college to do, you know, and that's what I was pursuing. So, I tried to force my poor kids to do that because I thought they were supposed to be just like me. And they didn't really like it. Did you?
No, definitely not.
You were okay at it, though. One day they came to me and they're like, Dad, we don't want to go. And I said, you have to. I'm the coach. Go ahead. What were you going to say, young man?
I wouldn't really say I'm on the stronger side of the people, so.
Yeah, but you have leverage, man. The best wrestlers I ever had were tall, lanky guys that could just crank people. But anyway, there's still a chance. You can still wrestle.
Oh, right. In your college career.
In the parking lot right after this with me. Anyway, but my point is this. My kids found their own path. That's my story about what PUSD and public school did for my kids. They found their own path, and it just hit me in the last couple months. It paid for their college a lot more than it paid for mine. So that's what I love about public school, what you just mentioned, Alexa, is that everyone can find their own path. You try things, and maybe you fail at a few things, and some others you're successful at, and then you find your niche.
Yep.
So what would you say, I mean, all the things that you just shared with us in your career of PUSD, how did that kind of lead you into what you're doing now and even picking the major that you did when you went on to ASU?
I would say through my PUSD career, I really had some high-quality teachers who set me up to be academically successful in high school, and that translated into being academically successful in college. Really the opportunity to kind of have a robust resume with sports, service-oriented clubs, mock trial, a bunch of different things that I did in high school really gave me an edge over other students when I went to apply for at ASU. ASU was the only school I applied for. I applied for the honors program there and got in. And so I think really just having a robust resume and having the opportunity to create that in PUSD was what set me on a great track for college.
So, Jason, we heard about your background in PUSD, and now you're going to go be – what are you going to do at ASU? What are you going to major in, and where do you hope that takes you in your life?
Well, I'm going to major in performance in music. Hopefully I can do both jazz and orchestra because I'm kind of delved into both of those in the past couple of years.
What do you mean, hopefully? I thought you got a scholarship for both.
Well, yeah, I did, so I kind of have to do both.
That's what I'm thinking. So where do you want that to take you in your life, ultimately, if you could call it the way you want?
Well, pretty much anything in which I can play music. Hopefully something where I can use both jazz and orchestral skills, maybe performing in a symphony and jazz on the side or something like that.
Awesome. And orchestra for you is kind of a newer thing. I know you've done it for 4 years with Mr. Bradstreet, right?
Yeah. I never really studied orchestra. I actually didn't really practice ever until
that's kind of what I'm getting
the
at.
Last year. I started practicing my butt off in the whole last year, and I never actually started focusing on orchestra until after I made Allstate last year.
Because someone said to you, why don't you try out for Allstate?
Yeah, the regional conductor last year, I think.
And so you tried out and made it, and then what happened this year when you tried out?
I got first in the state this year for both Allstate Jazz and Allstate Orchestra.
Congratulations.
Yeah,
how'd that feel?
It felt pretty good.
Yeah. So and you also were Allstate Jazz and Orchestra last year as well,
yeah,
too, right?
Yeah, first in jazz last year. I think I was third in orchestra.
And you just recently were in the state orchestra performance in Tucson. Tell us a little bit about that before we wrap up for the break.
It was quite interesting. We actually didn't play any big symphony pieces. We kind of did more fun stuff this year where we could, I don't know, like hit our chests and clap and dance around a little bit.
That
in orchestra,
like
yeah, it was cool to listen to.
I mean,
to.
You saw it. Yeah,
it was very cool.
Okay, well, when we return after the break, we will be speaking with Alexa Scholl and Jason Howard again, having a different focus. You are listening to The Soup Scoop on the Talk of the Town, 1130 AM, 99.9 and 95.5 FM, streaming worldwide at kqna.com. We will be right back.
Dusty house? Hard to heat or cool rooms? Dollars lost through leaky ductwork? Have Gettle's High Desert Mechanical test your home for duct leakage. When it comes to high utility bills, don't settle. Get Gettle's. A simple duct seal job with AeroSeal will seal the deal and keep that cool air in your home where it belongs. Call 928-772-2751 or visit GettlesHDM.com. That's GOETTLS. The guys and gals at Gettle's get it.
What I like about you.
How many Augie's locations are there worldwide? Well, the answer, of course, is one. The one and only Augie's. Locally owned, locally operated, locally inspired by you, the people of the Quad Cities. Delicious steak, scrumptious salmon, huge shrimp cocktail, the best martinis bar none. Open every day for lunch and dinner, and ask about Augie's outdoor patio. The place to dine on Highway 69. The one and only Augie's Frontier Village.
In this moment, who has your back? Do you know the name of your insurance agent? Does your agent know your name? Or would you call a 1-800 number that connects you to who? Another state? Another country? Get a local independent insurance agent with Auto Owners Insurance. Someone you can call when bad stuff happens. In this moment, get an agent who will protect you in that moment. Hello, this is Susan Morrison. That agent is here at House Chilson Insurance. Come see us today at 400 White Spar Road. We are one of the only locally owned and operated independent insurance agencies left in Prescott.
Drive, you play. It's the Cliff Castle Casino Express, offering round-trip luxury motor coach service to Cliff Castle Casino. Pay just $10 and receive $25 in free slot play or match play. Plus, once you earn 100 slot points, you'll get free breakfast or lunch at Mountain Springs Buffet. Buses leave from Flagstaff and Prescott Thursday and Saturday. Call 888-LUCK-BUS or visit CliffCastleCasino.com to find out more. Cliff Castle Casino Hotel, the perfect place to play.
Ring, ring, goes the bell.
You're listening to Talk of the Town Soup Scoop. Now listen up, because class is back in session.
Welcome back to the Soup Scoop on KQNA's Talk of the Town. I'm Joe Howard here with Kelly Bradstreet. We have a robust conversation going on with Jason Howard and Councilwoman Alexa Scholl. And we know this last segment's so short, we decided we'd go into bonus round. This is the first time we've done bonus round on Soup Scoop. So we're going to hit the questions pretty hard and fast. Okay, Kelly, you go first.
So, Jason, tell us a little bit about, what am I asking? Oh, wow, yes. What's it like to be a superintendent's kid?
Well, it's pretty interesting. Mostly I get asked by other kids, why didn't your dad call it snow day? Just silly stuff like that.
That happened to me when I was a Supes kid.
All the time, yeah.
But I lived in Nebraska, so people would bully me about it.
Yeah. Well, I still get that. They want snow days real bad.
They do.
It is kind of fun to see him in school, but other than that, I get pretty normal treatment.
Okay, yeah. Okay. So they just want to be able to communicate through you to your dad.
Yes.
I see,
yeah.
Okay.
Alexa, you got double whammy, a soup
yeah.
and chino and
yeah.
assistant
yeah.
soup. And I know it was a little different when you were in high school, but how do you handle all that? How'd it go?
It was it really didn't affect my school career at all. I think the interesting thing is I love hearing my parents talk about ideas and then seeing them transpire in both Chino and Prescott.
So awesome.
A lot of pillow talk that happens at night or conversations
awesome.
Around the dinner table that end up kind of changing what happens in Chino and what happens in Prescott. Mm-hmm. So it's an interesting, I think it's a beneficial relationship to have two administrators from mm-hmm. different districts married to each other.
You know, it's crazy when you say that table talk and that kind of thing. I was a very young administrator mm-hmm. and principal, and people say, how do you know how to do this? And I go, well, I grew up talking about it when
yeah.
I was like 6 years old. I didn't even, it's osmosis,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
All right, changing subjects, Jason. You're in two different bands. One of them is with your brother, and that's Possum. So tell us a little bit about that.
Oh, yeah, that band is called Cross-Eyed Possum. It's a kind of a blues rock band, I'd say. We actually just completed our first album.
Wow.
Called Worn Down Car. I think it's supposed to be for sale around early May, which it already is, but we don't really know.
Yeah, you still owe money on it. So.
Yeah, we still owe money. It was an expensive album. But Sugar and the Mint is also coming out with an album on May 19th, so two
wow.
in one.
You've been busy. Not only are
yeah,
you in
I
high
have.
School, but you've got two bands going at the same time.
Yeah.
Might as well tell
fantastic.
Us about Sugar and the Mint. Who are they?
Yes.
Sugar and the Mint is a bluegrass band, and this is the one that makes high school and juggling bands difficult because we're basically touring already.
Yes.
The last three shows we played are sold-out theater shows, and we have another one coming up for our album release at the Elks Theater. I don't know how helpful it is to mention that because no one else can go now.
It's sold out. But on Saturday, they sold out in Tucson.
Friday.
24 hours. Friday night, they sold out in Tucson. They played the Whiskey on Saturday, and then they sold out in Cottonwood Saturday night, 24 hours. Alexa.
Yes.
You did a TED Talk?
I did a TED Talk.
Tell us.
So at the end of March, I did a TED Talk at ASU. It's a TEDx ASU. TEDx just means it's an independently organized TED event. I was kind of a last-minute addition, and I talked about some of the ageism that I experienced during the campaign. The theme of the TEDx ASU event was boundless, kind of breaking the boundaries of what's considered normal. And so I encourage people to not let their age define what they're able to do, whether they are young, middle-aged, older, whatever they consider the boundaries of their age to kind of defy them. And just talked a little bit about the funny experiences I had on the campaign trail.
Holy cow, you're good at this bonus round thing, yeah. and this is why.
That's on my bucket list to do a TED Talk. So you also just recently received a Truman Scholarship. Tell us about that.
The Truman Scholarship is basically the living memorial to Harry S. Truman. It's a scholarship that's awarded to students who are in college who have shown a commitment to civic leadership in their communities and on their campuses. And so I had a very intense interview with Judge G. Murray Snow, who just was on the Arpaio case. And so basically, it's $30,000 for law school.
Oh, my gosh.
That's
yeah.
great. Congratulations.
Wow. We need another hour with Jason Howard and Alexa Scholl. You guys, we are so proud of you. Thanks for all you do. You are the poster children of PUSD. Thanks for being here. Ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to the Soup Scoop on Talk of the Town, 1130 a.m., 99.9 and 95.5 FM, streaming worldwide at kqna.com. We'll see you next time.
You've been listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. Today's show was sponsored by Barrett Propane, Gettles High Desert Mechanical, A&E Reaper Graphics, Prescott Dirt, Janessa's Family Hair Care, Augie's, Cliff Castle Casino, House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Brewing Company, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, and Olson's for Healthy Animals. The views expressed on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Talk of the Town on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 a.m., 99.9 in Prescott, and 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.